about it, is it? Stay a while. Stay forever.
This is The Boop Show, episode 143 for Saturday, July 15th, 2017. Yeah. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Boop Show. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Dunaway.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
What are you doing over there? You doing all right? You having a good weekend?
I'm having a pretty good weekend so far. A little, not as much gaming as I like, but...
Me either, dude. You know that's my big problem this weekend so far, is last night and today, zero time for games. And
is it harder to do games in the summer as a gamer for you?
Yeah, because in the winter, weather sucks or it's cold or whatever. And at night, you're just like, well, everyone's just in tonight. But now there's all these excuses. Nick's out of school. Hey, we could go to the pool. Or hey, we could go to the mall. Or whatever thing you want to do. Like right now, my entire family, except for me, is at the downtown farmer's market thing, which is, a good time and fun for everybody and all that. But not me. Nope. I'm here working. I'm doing work.
Working it out.
So, that's right.
Yeah, I remember as a kid, though. Summer was the game in time, right? Because you get out for school and it's like, I have no responsibilities. Mom and dad's at work. It's just me, the TV, and whatever game consoles I have.
Duck Hunt. That's what I'd play a lot in the summer. It's Duck Hunt and Mario and have my NES back in the day. And I don't know what's changed. Maybe nothing's changed. Just I'm the adult now and the kids are all playing as much as they want.
Now during the day, you're at work. Yeah. You're not at home.
It's a really good point. Yeah. Yeah, well said. We're going to dive into some of that stuff today, talk about what's happening in the summer of gaming news. However, before we get too deep into it, we have our old pal, Nicole Spag, to thank for the following. She's been obsessed with Fallout 4. Do you remember back in the day when we were doing the final score, she was always playing Fallout New Vegas and stuff? Yeah, she was all into it.
If I heard one more story about Fallout 4 from Nicole, no, I'm just kidding. I used to love it. It was fun.
It's a great game. So I'm playing it again. It's not even that old. It's been out, a year or year and a half. And I fell off for a while and then just got this hankering the other day, mainly because she's been playing it. And I thought, well, all right, I'll crack it open again. That is to say, re-download 30 gig or whatever and play it. And, Fallout 4 is really good. I really like it. And I'm all hooked on it again. Like I need this in my life. Oh my gosh.
Is this in preparation for a new Fallout?
Probably not. I mean, they said a week ago, Todd Howard or somebody at Bethesda says we do not want to become the Elder Scrolls Fallout company where all you get out of us is Elder Scrolls and Fallout. So we don't even know what secret IP he's working on right now. We know from that statement that it's probably not related to Elder Scrolls or Fallout.
Look here, man. This is what I got to say about that. Mm. Make your new thing, but you better come back and service me one more time.
Oh, they will. Are you kidding me?
Oh, they will.
They can't. I mean, they're two of the biggest IPs in the world. There's no way.
Right.
There's no way we're done with proper mainline Elder Scrolls / Fallout games. It's not a chance. Right. But for now, this is totally great. I mean, it's, like I said, it's barely a year old. It runs great and looks great. And I have a
dance, monkey!
I have a better video card now, so I can crank it all out and... Everything
you
looks
get a
real 1080, yo.
Right.
It's over there humming away right now. I can see it. I can look at the words on the card from where I'm sitting.
I heard that new AMD video card is supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah. What's that one called? Radeon something. Butt Tickler. I don't know.
Yeah. Butt Tech. Yeah, that's it.
Butt Tech.
Radeon Butt Tech.
Check out butttech.net for more details. So you've been playing Overwatch and Doomfist on the PTR. How do you like that guy? He's all right.
So earlier this week, I had forgotten that I had not got PTR version installed since I reinstalled. And so I downloaded that, of course. But then I went to Doomfistin over there on Overwatch. Mm-hmm. I hopped on. And, of course, I just went right away. I just jumped in and looked at his different powers and what he could do. I'd seen some of them on YouTube. But I like the cutscenes. Overwatch, Blizzard does a great job of giving you everything you need to know about your characters. In those little
they tell you so much story without actually telling story. It's a real skill. I love how they do that. They've always been good at that.
It made it much better because you're going in and you don't know how this player plays versus other people. So anyway, I jumped in. I went the regular route, just hopped on a server and played my normal way.
Yeah.
And of course, I couldn't get a Doomfist because every time I turned around, somebody was clicking the Doomfist and I was getting PO'd. I'm like, I don't want to play Pharah again. I want to play Doomfist. So I got out of there and went to some servers that were nothing but Doomfist, and that was a mistake.
Yeah, that's real bad.
Oh,
but that's what
not
happens.
A
I mean, the
play.
PTR, all the people want to do is go check out the new stuff. So nobody's trying to do other things so much, unless they've got a character getting a big rework or something. But that's not really happening right now. So yeah, I'm guessing that was just Doomfist all day. Here's my question for you. It's a bit of a delicate question. Okay.
All right, right.
You know, we live in a time where, for whatever reason, Overwatch characters have been objectified in very pornish ways. Right? It's a rage.
For some reason,
it's the most popular thing in the world is to have a bunch of Overwatch
fetish.
Porn people. Yeah.
Right.
And there's lots of that online. You can run into it by accident. I did a search the other day for Bastion and Ganymede, his little bird.
What?
And I was just trying to find pictures of them that I could use for an Overwatch special we're doing on the instance. And instead, I was presented with the most pornographic thing I think I've ever seen set in Overwatch. So are you worried at all that Doomfist isn't helping at all? You know, he's going to be a
Brown
problem.
Fist.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yes. Okay. So every time in our, in the last, 20 years or so, every time something becomes popular culture, whether it be The Simpsons or whatever, and up until now has been, animated stuff, but now games are getting more realistic. And as a result, we're seeing these porn-filled fantasy fic of our different favorite characters. And yes, Doomfist, the mere name, conjures up. It's the low-hanging fruit, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he's gonna be punching somebody with that fist right in the low-hanging fruit.
He's gonna be punching you in the low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
And somebody likes it, not me. Nah. Bastion and Chirpy, huh? Chippy, what's his name?
Ganymede.
Ganymede.
Yeah.
Sure, it's not Chirpy.
It's not Chirpy. It's definitely not Chirpy, as far as I know. Chirpy the bird? No, I don't think that's it.
Yeah.
No, he's Ganymede, right. Named after the moon. You know, the Ganymede moon.
Oh, because he.
Well, I don't know if I think he just likes. I don't even know. Maybe that was just his name, and who knows? I don't know nothing. I do know this: Doomfist. He's cool. He does rad stuff. He's basically a fighting character. He's like, the game has always compared itself to a fighting game, and he is the most straight up, like, Tekken looking dude.
Absolutely.
Ever.
I got that a lot because his powers are very, like you said, they're very hands on, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of runs and stuff. And you run, attack, you jump, attack. It's all about flying from one side of the screen to the other side of the screen and punching somebody in the face. However, I did learn a few things. Yeah. I learned that I could jump. I could do an uppercut, fly up into the air, and then do a charge punch.
Yeah.
And so I would uppercut and I'd fly into the air, and then I'd come flying back down and hit somebody in the face. That was a lot of fun.
It makes him very different than everybody else in the game.
Yes, it does.
Which I like that. I like variety. I like uniqueness. I think that game has done an incredible job of making 25 now characters all feel like very different people.
And you're right. Yeah. It is very much kind of that side scrolling kind of fighting game where you see in Street Fighter.
Yep.
But it's weird because since it's in a 3D, it's in a 3D plane, it doesn't work exactly like that. So you're not looking at a one-to-one comparison. Mm-mm. If you're really good at the Street Fighter, it's not going to translate.
No.
It's something totally different.
Totally agree. Those skills do not translate, I don't think.
Mm-mm.
But he is probably the most like that of any of them, and it's pretty interesting to watch. So yeah, Overwatch continues to be a thing. All right, if you wanted a new 3DS, the new Nintendo 3DS, and that's the one that's like not the original 3DS, but then the one that came after the first XL was like a redone version of the original 3DS, because they always have a million versions of these things. They've stopped production worldwide. The original news was that it happened in Japan, but now, according to various sources, straight up across the board, no more new production. So if you want one of those for collector's sake, or you want to actually have one, or whatever you're thinking, the new 3DS is going away. The XL model still in production, and the new 2DS XL still coming out. and still looking pretty hot and sexy, if I say so myself.
Yeah, I will say it is the sexiest of the handhelds that they've had. I just like the way they feel. They feel so good, especially the XL, the 3D XL.
Yeah.
They feel so good.
Yeah. But see, they don't. No one cares about 3D, it turns out. So that,
no,
so
no,
that 2D XL one is the one I want because it's beautiful. It's thinner. It's I don't need 3D. Like I used that 3D for a hot 5 minutes and never again. It was always turned down to nothing. So what's the point? And I'm sure I'm not the only one. So, yeah, that fad has come. It has gone. Let's move on, everybody. Production ends just before the release of this new 2D XL, a revision of the 3D free Nintendo 2DS handheld. The system is light with a clamshell design similar to the new 3DS. In other words, barring the 3D, the faceplate options, and so on, it's sort of the same device. So all so your 3DS going, games
they're
are going to play.
They're shying away from that whole single unit thing, right?
Yeah.
That was a piece of poo.
I mean, I think it fit. I think it's. I mean, who knows how well it fit a niche? Like, the niche was like, oh, kids who want to have more of a toy-like construction that aren't, you know, parents aren't afraid these things are going to get broken all the time or the hinges are going to break off or whatever.
Right.
I guess that was a problem that needed to be solved, maybe. But this is like, well, how about we just go back to, you know, a clamshell?
I like the clamshell. And you're right that the new 2DS XL is a smooth looking. It's got that nice little smooth, that little ridge surface on the top. It looks like it looks kind of
like a Bajoran's nose.
Yeah.
This announcement does not affect Nintendo of America territories, they say, as the model in question was only sold in limited quantities as special offerings. There are no changes to the sales status of new Nintendo 3DS XL, Nintendo 2DS, or the upcoming 2DS XL, which launches on the 28th. So you'll still be able to get the flat looking toy monster 2DS if you want it. So if you were waiting, Brian, you can get it.
Nah.
There was confirmation, though, that Europe is also seeing this thing phased out. So, sorry, everyone. All right, here's the best news I've heard all week. As soon as next year, you, Brian Dunaway, and me, Scott Johnson, could buy, have in our hands, a $200 standalone Oculus VR headset.
What?
Not tethered to a computer, not with a phone inserted into it, none of that garbage. A standalone device that would feature positional tracking and all that kind of hooch. You know, maybe not the fidelity of a desktop-based, you know, monster machine, but something that's going to, you know, bring you a good VR experience, but do it on the portable without a bunch of wires, without all that stuff, for $200.
That's crazy cheap, yo.
I'm going to do it if that happens. In fact,
I am too, but what's the gaming line I'm going to be like? Is this going to be Android-based OS? What are we looking at here?
No. So here's what they say. And this is some of this is very rumory, so a lot of it we don't know. But according to Bloomberg, they're talking about developing a newer, cheaper VR headset. $200 device is what the sources are saying. Could be out as soon as next year. Looks like Polygon reached out to Oculus and they said this. We don't
excuse
have a pro.
Me.
What?
Excuse me. That's what Polygon says.
Oh,
excuse me.
They said, pardon me. I thought maybe you farted and were saying excuse me. Says we don't have a product to unveil at this time, an Oculus spokesman told Polygon. However, we can confirm that we're making several significant technology investments in the standalone VR category. This is in addition to our commitment to high-end VR products like Oculus Rift and mobile products like Gear VR. Now, Gear VR, obviously based on the Android platform, but we don't have any indication of what this thing would be.
Right.
Remember, Facebook owns it, and they have nothing but unending resources and money. So I think this device will have two focuses. I think the games will be a part of it, and they'll have the Oculus Store front end like they do now. So an easy way to pull down games, pay for them, free ones, whatever. But then this is also going to be a huge push into social. So this thing's going to let you enter 3D chat rooms and stream things directly to your Facebook accounts where other people using this device can be in the room with you, walking around with avatars, that kind of stuff. Like, I think that is all absolutely a part of this and probably the main reason that this is going to be that inexpensive.
Right.
Is they want to penetrate that market in a big way and kind of own it. And
there's only two OS options, though, right? I mean, either going to go with a Steam option on a Linux-based type operating system, or you're going to go with an Android type and that will
probably determine
what games you'll be able to play for each of those platforms. I'm interested to see more.
My guess is, I mean, obviously it's not. Actually, it's a really good question. I don't know what the chips would have to be. I know Android can run on a variety of chip architectures, and even just Linux in general, you could have some sort of weird Linux fork you decide to make your own. So this could be an Oculus bred thing that's based on some original Linux kernel. But I, you know, it's not going to be Windows based. We know that.
No, you couldn't not do it for 200. You can't.
No,
but that ain't gonna happen.
But you know, Unity is like the number one engine for VR projects these days.
Right.
It's just
getting
used left and right, and so I'm sure this platform will support Unity. A lot of this stuff you can already get on the Gear VR store, so they're not. It's not like they're not used to this whole portability thing. I just think they got to take it to the next level. This stuff has to be cheaper. Right now,
it's the right price.
It is totally the right price. And right now, you can actually get a screaming deal. Oculus Rift is on sale, or was on sale. I don't know if this is still. Oh no, you know what? It was part of the Prime Day promotion, and they sold out really fast. But it was $399. You got two touch controllers and the main headset that I think was $899 before.
Right.
So, but that's over. Amazon Prime Day is over. So,
ooh.
Too bad.
You missed out, buddy.
Too slow. We got a big deal coming up in October. So I don't know if you knew this, but October 27th, specifically that day, is a big day for everybody. For you, for me, for gamers, for lovers of entertainment, for nerds the worldwide.
Mm.
And so here's the list, Brian. You want to hear the things that you're going to get on that day?
Oh my. Yes, please.
Stranger Things Season 2 premieres on Netflix. Yeah. So that's a thing. Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus, that was showed at E3 this year. That will be out that day. So brand new video game.
I'm pretty jazzed about that. I've been craving some Wolfenstein, and this will hopefully
fill the bill. You think you feel like that'll give you what you need?
It's better because it's the only thing they got coming, so
And it does feel like maybe this will be good. So that's happening there. And next up, a Cloverfield sequel to the original Cloverfield coming out.
Is this going to be where the monster comes back and puts the Statue of Liberty head back on the statue?
I think it's a 2-hour scene where that monster slowly inserts a transformer in its butthole.
Ooh!
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 So that's coming. Watch for that. Next on our list, Assassin's Creed Origins, back to video games. That's a big deal. I'm very excited about this one, set in ancient Egypt. I'm totally jazzed, dude. I love a good Assassin's Creed game, and I'm kind of an every other kind of guy on that series. I loved the last one. They skipped a year to focus on this, and I think this is it, man. This is going to be huge.
I stuck an Assassin's Creed up my butt for 2 hours. Oh. I think I'm burnt out a little bit.
I'm ready for it to come back. I've had enough of a break. I'm ready. This is going to be great. Plus, it's ancient Egypt, dude. Wouldn't you want that in your life? You want that? So much better than not ancient Egypt. Here you go. Super Mario Odyssey. This is the big one.
Ooh.
It is coming out. Super Mario Odyssey for the Switch will be out that day. And who am I kidding? That'll be the day. That's the game I'll be playing like a banana.
That is the day I am going to get a Switch.
Yeah, this is almost all I care about this year, so I'm pretty jazzed about it. Between that and Origins, I feel like I'll have plenty to do. And then finally, Jigsaw, the long-awaited sequel to the last Saw movie.
What? I thought it was done.
Nope. They're bringing it back. It's called Jigsaw. It's no longer a numbered Saw name. It is just straight up Jigsaw, the character, the evil puppet dude or whatever.
It's got Saw in the name, Scott.
Well, sort of in the name.
It's cheating.
It's Jig. Welcome to Jig, everybody.
Right. Saw, and now we got the smaller Jigsaw.
Jigsaw, yep. So that's happening. So I'll tell you what, of all of these things, I'm very much looking forward to. For me, Stranger Things Season 2 is very exciting.
Very exciting.
I really do want to play Wolfenstein 2. I want to play Assassin's Creed, and I really want to play Super Mario Odyssey. The rest of it, I'll just catch on video or DVD or whatever.
Yeah, I got to admit, I'm interested in seeing what happens in Cloverfield because I'm interested in that storyline, but do I have to run out and see it at the theater? Probably not.
Nope, probably not, and then you'd be better for it. right. I got an email here. Would you like to hear an email?
I would so love to hear an email.
This is from Jamie B. He wrote in.
Jamie B.
Jamie B. Yo, represent. He says this. I sent it to boopshow@gmail.com. That's the email address you can use, folks. We'll read your emails anytime you send them in. Actually, I got two emails. There's the first one. He says, hi, Scott. I'm listening to an old episode of The Boop Show. And back on Boop 12 of September 9th, 2014, you 100% predicted Pokemon Go to a T. Do you remember this? No? Well, I capped it for you. Talk about insight. All right, so you want to hear my prediction from that era?
Let's see what you said.
Okay.
And the tape says.
So here's what the tape says. This is my prediction in 2014, September of that year, long before Pokemon Go was announced, talked about, or anything. Okay? I don't even remember saying this. So I didn't even know I had this brilliant prediction, but here it is.
Imagine mobile, taking your phone, your Android phone, your iPhone, whatever, and you're out in the, I don't know, the woods. And you're walking along, and suddenly your phone goes, Pokemon found. You lift it up. Camera showing a bush, but there's augmented reality going on where there's a Pokemon in there. Battle the thing, beat it, capture it, take it home. Now that I would be into.
Brian, I predicted it. I full on predicted it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. No, look at that. I did it. I did. I completely predicted that damn thing. I called it and didn't even know that I called it.
You're great at predicting, horrible at investing.
Yeah. It's true, isn't it?
Yeah, you're a really good prediction. You've always been able to predict stuff. I am a horrible predictor.
Yeah, but you're a better investor, right?
True, true.
Yeah, I'm a bad investor. Like, I could say, oh, Apple's going to have the biggest market cap in the world. I should, that should be really cool, but then I would not invest in it back in 97, and now they're worth trillions, and I'm an idiot. So, I'm not good at... So, don't take my... Listen, what probably happened is Niantic or the Pokemon Company were listening to my podcast, right?
Right.
And they said, ooh, not a bad idea, and they quickly made a video game out of it.
We should do this.
Got Risen sending an email in who says, and this is kind of, he's the poster child here because everybody sent this in. Says, I love it. Bring Blip back. Love the stuff. Yep. Covering things that some of the podcasts don't cover. So the question last week was, hey, do you guys want me to still take my Video Games Daily segment and compile it on Wednesdays and put it up on the feed so you guys have all those anchor spots that I do at anchor.fm every day? And the answer is overwhelmingly yes. So I guess those who don't want it can just skip it. Mm-hmm. And those who do can just check it out on this feed. And you'll get that plus this regular episode that me and Brian do every week.
I'm listening.
Are you?
I raised my hand when you asked. I said, me.
No, that's good. That was nice of you to raise your hand. so that'll happen. There was a new one put up on Wednesday, in fact. And there will be another one this coming Wednesday. So if you guys like that, that is absolutely something we're going to be doing in the future. Thank you for your feedback. Again, boopshow@gmail.com. All right, before we head out of here, some business. Frogpants.com/boop. Boop is the place. Oh, some have asked, Scott, what's going on with your Overpants Overwatch tournament? And I'm working on it, is the answer. I'm trying to get some smart people together to help me sort of organize it, but we're going to do it like a Frogpants-wide sort of, you know, fun, not too big a stakes or anything, but just like a fun Overwatch tournament style thing for various teams. You'll be able to form teams, register those teams, and be a part of the competition. By the end of it all, we'll have some cool prize packages to give away and that sort of thing. I've done similar stuff with Heroes of the Storm for the Core podcast, and certainly Boop listeners are going to be interested in this. So anyway, I'll let you guys know soon. Just keep an eye on Twitter, and Brian and I will be talking about it at some point. And maybe you could play in it, Brian. Maybe you could have some fun.
I not even a question. I will show you people how to get knocked out in the round one. It'll be amazing.
You'll jam that Doomfist right up our faces.
Yeah.
So that's coming up soon. Keep your eye on the prize for that. Frogpants.com/BOOP is our website. You can go there and get all the details you need about how to find the show, where to find it, and the multiple ways to get it. Boopshow@gmail.com. Again, is that email address. On Twitter, we are at Boopshow, at The Brian Dunaway, and at Scott Johnson. You can support the show at patreon.com/frogpants. I think that's going to do it. Brian Dunaway, anything to add?
That's about it. I'm playing Old Man on my phone this next week. Mm. No, the game. I'm not playing me as an old man. I'm playing the game from the Android store called Old Man. That's what I'm going to be doing this week.
It's just called Old Man?
Old Man.
Not Old Man's Journey.
Old Man's Journey.
Oh.
It just says Old Man is my icon.
Oh, yeah. Old Man's Journey is awesome. I played it on Steam. It was great.
It only took me like 2 hours.
So.
Yeah. That's the reason why I'm doing it, because it's summertime and I need some of that summertime loving.
I like when you say yeah really fast. Do it again.
Yeah.
Wow. That you did it faster than I can do it. Yeah.
Well, I can't do giggity, so that's my thing.
Giggity. I can't do that very well either. Anyway, thank you all for listening. Thank you all for being here. We'll be back next week to talk about his run through Old Man. Old Man's Journey, I guess.
Old Man's Journey.
And I'll be here talking more about what I've been playing. Until then, everybody take care. We'll see you then. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
I'm doomfisting.